Live.
Hello, mothers, mummies, moms. It's Mom Wednesday here on Active FM. And we love and value you so much. Mothers, please never forget that we love you beyond, and that you have a special place in our hearts. Last week's show was amazing as we discussed the CSE education and how we don't approve as parents for such to be taught to our children. We believe the children are the future. And we don't want a broken, you know, future. We want them whole and beautiful. And yeah, and the system or the education system is not helping if they will try and destroy our kids.
Yeah, definitely. So this week we are chatting about cartoons. Yes, cartoons. You know those shows you put on for your kids to keep them busy?
Yep.
Yes. Well, today may change your perspective on these shows. So, we're going to be discussing what they actually teach our children. Yes, let us go forth and conquer.
What's up, guys? It's Ayo in the house, Active FM. Reggie has never been better.
Okay, so we're talking about the whole cartoons thing. So it sounds, you know, oh, it's okay, it's cartoons, what harm could it do? But I actually did some research, and you know, we're going to get to specific cartoons and, you know, things that you possibly could see, but there are also psychological things that we need to take into consideration. So on ResearchGate.net, it says studies have shown that long-term watching of cartoons with negative content, violence, uncivilized behavior, etc., can lead to a negative viewing experience for children, such as generating more negative behaviors and emotions, increasing aggressive illusions, and thinking in ways that may easily diverge from reality. So, you know, it kind of comes to mind when my boys watch PJ Masks. They want to, like, jump off the chairs, yes. And, you know. It's not a bad cartoon, but this is what it's talking about. It makes you do things that are not actually reality. With the help of cartoons, kids can learn about the world around us, about new emotions, life issues, and other important things, right? If we watch the right cartoons. Some cartoons can be very good for our children, teaching them good morals, loving and caring for others, helping others. But some are very subtle and are bad in terms of morals and teachings. And it can be oh so subtle, like you don't even notice it. It's crazy.
No, true. Gone are the days where I used to think, you know, cartoons are so good. And, you know, as parents, like you said earlier, they can keep the kids busy while you, you know, try and get things sorted out in the house. And you're thinking there's no harm, it's all good. No, it is not all good. Because last year, I think for me, I had this eye-open or the light bulb moment, whatever you want to call it, during the first lockdown. Because before, I'll just let the kids watch, you know, and I'll be busy cleaning and doing whatever that needs to be done. And the cartoons are sort of like, you know, keeping them in one spot without moving. But it wasn't until we started actually watching with the kids that I started looking at these things and going, no, man. What is happening here? So when you spoke about, you know, some of the violent behaviors, uncivilized behavior, the aggression, because there was a point where Mika started being like a little bit more aggressive than normal, like when responding to me. But now when you look at the cartoons, that's what they see. And like, you know, with the PJ Mask, they watch and the kids want to do what they see in these things. So it wasn't until then that Patrick and I decided to clean house, because when you start looking at the cartoons, like, properly, watching with the kids, and the behaviors that they're actually learning from some of the characters there, it's not very good for them.
Josh and Caleb watch things like, you know, Mighty Pups and Paw Patrol, which was okay, but we've watched movies like Madagascar, which you would think it's okay, you know, it's animals in a zoo, but listening to the content, the hippos have a little bit of love, right? A love connection. And the male hippo speaks about how he likes big butts. Now, you know, one can laugh, but the kids are going to go around talking about how they love big butts.
Yes.
This, in a sure. Adult perspective, this is very disrespectful. Now, let's face it, children shouldn't hear that. But yes. Not only that, I thought about the giraffe. He wanted to kill himself because he thought the hippo didn't love him. The female hippo didn't love him. But what is that teaching our kids to do? That if someone doesn't love you or doesn't take notice of you or you know, silly things like that, to want to commit suicide, that is just, it's a little bit crazy for me. And as I say, it's, you know, one can push it aside and go, it's just a little, it's actually not for a little kid, because the kids are actually taking in a lot more than adults would. A lot more notice than adults would.
No, that's very true. And Madagascar was one of those ones that we had to get rid of, actually.
Yeah.
Because of some of the scenes that you also explained now. But when we, you know, the producers, I think they're very good. The people that make these movies. Because they make you, like as a mom, they'll give you enough funny stuff, enough of the goofy stuff, and you think, look at that.
Yeah.
There's no harm in there. But like you said earlier, it's very subtle. Where they put in little things like the hippos there and the giraffe suicide thing that you just explained as well. And you're thinking, where does that even fit in this movie? Why is that even there? And the bat thing, like I think I've shared before. That
hippos all together.
Do you know what I'm saying?
It's like, what the heck is it?
And there's even a song. I'm not going to sing that song. But but the whole point is that they're very, very, very subtle. And when my kids watch stuff, they don't just watch to watch. They watch and they rewatch and they start saying what the cartoons are saying and they start repeating what they're saying. And at some point, you're thinking, you guys can literally just be the movie without the whole thing playing. Yeah. So now being mindful of that, I need to be very mindful of what they watch, because they take in, kids take in a whole lot more.
We're going to go into the song Planet Boom, Run to You.
I need you, I'm reaching out with all of my heart and soul. My Jesus, you're here right now, holding me through it all, holding me through it all. Here in this moment, Lord, I am running right up to the moon. All that I need is finding you, Jesus. Your presence is my home. Whoa, whoa, I will run to you.
is this the time? Is it time to send the shower around? Okay. I want to say hi to my brother, all my friends, all my people, say hi. Hi everyone, this is Lise Lindsay Musimang, and you are listening to Active FM. Christ music is heart music.
Okay, so just because it's a cartoon, it doesn't mean it's kosher. Now we've established that. How about the Snow Whites, the Cinderellas, and the Little Mermaids? Sure. All of those have set an expectation that one day you'll find that perfect guy and he'll save you and you'll live happily ever after. But that's not the case. There's a reality check here. Now, obviously, you're not going to tell your kids, no, one day we're all going to die and your whatever's going to die. It's not like that. But, I mean, there's an expectation that everything will be perfect. And a relationship's hard work. It's not just all perfect. Now, we know it's stories, and I'm all for a love story. I really am. But we need to ensure we teach your children, or we teach our children about what happens after that. The relationship or marriage is work. As I said, you don't just kiss each other and that's it forever and ever. But in saying that as well, kiss in the films. Is, you know, kissing is in these forms. What is a little girl of 5 going to be thinking? Oh, where's my Prince Charming? Let me kiss him. And, you know, I now that I'm actually, like, thinking, when I was in preschool, was it preschool? It was preschool. Yes, preschool, I'm telling you. All of these stories, you see these stories and you grow up with them and they're okay, right? But then I got a little boyfriend. Now it was very innocent, and, you know, it's innocent. But what if it wasn't innocent? Mm. And I also wanted to kiss my boyfriend, just a little peck, you know? But the thing is, now, not even now, all the time, it's been there forever. It's just, you know, the grace of God upon our children. But that can go so wrong, you know. Girls can think it's okay to kiss a boy and vice versa, and things can go way further because it's not just kissing anymore that we see. It's a whole bunch of other stuff that we're seeing. So we as parents, you know that kissing needs to weigh more than just kissing. That's why in a simple, sweet cartoon where two, you know, loved ones kiss, or it's like a little bit borderline. Because what happens after that kiss in reality, you know?
Yeah, no, sure. The stories like Cinderella, Snow White,
yeah.
I think even Tangled. For me, most of the princess animation, you know, Disney movies are really messed up.
Yeah.
Because most of the girls, when you look at them, they don't have fathers. Or if they have someone, or that's a parent, it's a stepmom that's abusive towards them. And they're very sad. They're not happy. Like you explained, they're now looking for comfort somewhere else. So if I find a man, you know, and kiss a boy, then my life will be okay. So now they are looking for a life savior from a man.
Yeah.
And because now that's their only place of comfort, only place of escape. That's a problem if we're going to teach our girls that, you know what, if you want to be happy, you need to find a guy.
Yeah.
And live happily ever after. That's your goal in life.
Exactly.
That's messed up.
Exactly. It's what do you teach your kids? Now, there are certain good shows out there, you know, on different platforms such as Truth TV and more, where cartoons teach your children good morals. But we do need to watch them. When I subscribed to Truth TV, I sort of, you know, looked at some of the cartoons that they have, and it's biblical stuff, biblical based, where two children are little scenarios that you would find in school, like, if two friends are fighting and another one doesn't know what to do because they're fighting, and then Jesus speaks to them, or the Holy Spirit speaks to them. And those are the kind of cartoons we want our kids to watch.
Yeah.
And I still thought, you know, will Joshua and Caleb actually like this? And you'd actually be surprised at what they will enjoy, especially when it comes to biblical stuff.
Yeah.
So important to get our kids to the Bible, because as we know, lockdown, churches, and that's a whole different subject on another level, but children's church or Sunday schools are not open. Children are not getting to the word, and we can say, okay, fine, online, let people speak to them online. It doesn't work. It's actually not as effective. That's why getting to know your children are watching, and making sure that it's biblically based.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Like, I think I need to still check out Truth TV because you told me about it.
Yeah.
But last year I did subscribe to Yippie TV. And can I tell you, it was a fight because my kids were so used to YouTube and watching everything else. And they're saying, oh, mommy, this is boring. Oh, mommy, I don't want to watch this. Mommy, I want to watch that, because that's what they're used to. But what do they know better? And the more they started watching Yippie, the more they wanted to watch it as well.
That's
and
awesome.
I love the shows that they were actually playing on there. So shows that show them how to be kind to one another, shows that teach them about the fruit of the spirit.
Yeah.
There's actually very nice content for kids, especially if you're a Christian mom.
Yeah.
So for me, I loved it. And my kids eventually got to a point of loving it. And they would ask me, can we watch VeggieTales? I'm like, of course.
That's awesome.
Watch it. And it's amazing. There's no funny business happening there. And you know, moms, the rulers of this world, they are out to get our children.
Yeah.
And it's happening right under our nose. It's happening like right in our, on our screens or on your phones or whatever. And they are preaching a gospel to our kids. And our kids, like Denise said earlier, they're like sponges. They absorb so much knowledge, and you'll be surprised at what they learn from what they watch.
Yeah.
And for us moms, we need to be very, very mindful and monitor that. Every single time my kids have their laptop, I need to check, what are you watching? What are you doing? And sometimes Mika can be very naughty. Eh? There's this thing called, I think it's Minecraft. I hate that thing because it just teaches them funny. Yeah. Yeah, some of them are very, very gruesome and violent. And every time he's watching that, I say, what are you watching? If he closes the laptop as soon as I walk into the room, then I know there's a problem.
Naughty.
You know what I'm saying? So he can be very naughty and want to watch the things that he knows that he's not supposed to watch.
Yeah.
So as a parent, it's my responsibility to be checking on him and not think, oh no, he's watching VeggieTales. Because what happens when it finishes?
Yeah. Well,
there's the next video and the next video and the next video, and it's, things start happening.
Yes, very good point. We're going to go into a song right now called Come Right Now from Planet Shakers.
We help distributors grow their sales by over 15% in the first 90 days with our automated mobile software solution. RapidTrade is used by over 16,000 users worldwide, and we process over 120,000 transactions per day on both iOS and Android. From net ordering and management to e-commerce and even van sales. Or electronic proof of delivery, we've got your business covered. Call us for a demo on 011-493-9755 or email us at sales@rapidtrade.com. Go on, make your customer a happy one today by getting on to RapidTrade.
To end of today, we'll be reading from Genesis 3, verse 1 to verse 6. This is what it says. The serpent was the shrewdest of all the wild animals the Lord God had made. One day he asked the woman, "Did God really say you must not eat from any fruit of the trees in the garden?" Listen to that deception. "Of course you may eat from the trees in the garden," the woman replied. "It's only the fruit from the tree in the middle of the garden that we are not allowed to eat," God said. "You must not eat it or even touch it. If you do, you will die."
Yeah.
Verse 4 then says, this is now the serpent responding, "You won't die," the serpent replied to the woman. "God knows that your eyes will be opened as soon as you eat it, and you will be like God, knowing both good and evil." The woman was convinced. She saw the tree was beautiful and its fruit looked delicious, and she wanted the wisdom it would give her. So she took some of the fruit and ate it, and then gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate it too. So the serpent, I think other translation says he was the most crafty or deceitful of all the animals the Lord had created. So the serpent is still here in our homes, Mom. Because when you think of the garden was the place that God created for Adam and Eve to fulfill their God-given purpose. And Satan showed up in that place, meaning that Satan can show up in your home. You know, and if we not watchful, he can deceive us just like he deceived Eve. I mean, look at the lie that he said. Did God really say you must not eat from any of the trees? That's not what God said. So he already started the conversation with deception. And now Eve had to say, no, it's not all. We can eat, you know, from all, but only just the one.
Yeah.
And if we as parents are not prayerful and watchful and being mindful of what our kids are doing, the serpent is in our home trying to deceive us. Come on, it's just cartoons.
Yeah. Mm.
What harm can, you know, they do on your children?
Yeah.
And that is, your home is the garden of Eden that God has given you, where your kids will grow and be able to fulfill their God-given purpose.
Yeah.
So parents, I want to urge all of us that we can actually watch these cartoons with our kids, and which is something we started doing before we even allow them to watch. We watch first.
Yes.
And if we see, not even one line is enough to go, no, this is not going to work out for our kids. And when we find the snake in our garden, what do we need to do? We need to crush his head before he starts even saying hello, you know, to our kids, because we've been given stewardship, you know, for our kids. We are responsible for them. So we need to be able to look and be watchful, because the snake is not far.
Yeah. We have to be so alert and so mindful. Such a good conversation today, and we hope that has actually helped you, you know, along with the music one that we did previously. You know, we can also maybe take a look, Thando, at gaming, because gaming is also quite a big thing.
Yes.
And what it does to even teenagers. But yes, that's a talk for another day. We hope that you enjoy today. We're going to say have a good day. Have a good
week. Moms.
It is almost Friday, and then we can have weekend and go to church. We're going to end off today with Active Worship Inception. And this song is called Destination. We will see you next week. Cheerio.
Cheers.
it's not a thing. Care enough, limitless. Faith is the basis, I'm gonna win. This race is my game, yes, I'm on the team. Working in progress, I'm jumping in. Your Holy Spirit is guiding me. Purpose is driven to infinity. Heaven is our destination, Jesus is the only one. Heaven is our destination, Jesus is the only one.
Like what you're listening to? Follow us on Gab and Twitter at ActiveFM, Instagram at ActiveFM777, and Facebook at /ActiveFM.